CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with Uniform Through Zulu, but before we do that, and while we're waiting for Daniel to get here, who will be the net control operator, but he just happens to have a collision with his time that he gets home versus when the net starts. So I'm getting it started for him, and when he gets in, he'll break in, and I'll hand it over to him. So we do have 22 pre-net check-ins. I'll go through that list first, then we'll get EchoLink stations, and then we'll go with new amateur radio operators, and then we'll start with the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Or we'll turn it over to Daniel, whichever comes first. So on the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're over in Travelers Rest. KJ4UHF, that's Jack, over in Greville. N4WRO, that's William, over in Easley. KW4TS, that's Jim, over in Felser. W4IOE, that's Sid, up in Fletcher. K4OIM, that's our Tuesday night net control operator, that's Walt, over on Lake Bowen. And Edmund, good to have you with us tonight, Walt, if you're listening. K4OSH, that's Pat, over in Malden. And K4XMR, that's Melvin in Prosperity. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, along with KG4PFI, that's Don, they're over in Piedmont. K4RM, that's Fred, and N4MRY, that's Miss Mary, they're over in Piedmont as well. KO4RIM, that's Joel in Piedmont. KI4LZI, that's Andy on Table Rock. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KM4HTP and W2MJB, that's Wendy and Mark, our Monday and Sunday night net control operators. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. W4MKH, that's Marshall, who's in St. John's, Florida. And KG4WMP, that is Landon. And Landon, there's no telling where he is. Tonight he is in Pickens. So that's our pre-net check-in list. That's a good list. 22 people check pre-net check-in. Appreciate everybody for using that capability. That's what it's there for. Now we're going to go with EchoLink stations. I see we've got a couple of EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, they may just be hanging out over there listening. Sometimes that's the way it works. If they type something in there, it could have scrolled past. I only get a glimpse of it when they type something in. It goes past my log view, scrolls off the top, and I miss it. Anyway, if you guys wanted to send me a text message, I'll keep an eye out for it. If not, I'll wait for you to check in your group. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before or are really unsure about what the protocol is and would like the opportunity to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening? Call W4DJW, and I'll do the rest.
4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
Did you miss John, KJ4HKC, on the pre-check-ins?
He's on my list, and John and Belton. He was third from the last.
Yeah, you didn't read his call out. You went from Bill to Marshall.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. That's kind of small writing. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC, John and Belton. Appreciate you keeping tabs on me there, Gary. That's what we're here for. We make mistakes. We're human. Appreciate you doing that. I really do. Thanks a lot, Gary. You want me to check you and Joy in, or you want me to wait? Okay. Well, hold tight, and we'll see when Daniel gets here. KJ4WZM, Daniel, are you there yet? No, he's not. He could have run into traffic problems as well, so we'll continue on. Ham radios that would like to check in this evening. So we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with Uniform Through Zulu. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters UVW, X, Y, or Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, check in Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KE5WLL, Leroy Taylor is with negative and negative. Good evening to Dave and all the net. 4DJW.
4ZULU-MTL Foxtrot, Chief and Buck. Good evening to Dave, Dave and everybody on net. Just check me in and out.
Four X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I recognize KA5WLL. That's Melvin over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight. Leroy, appreciate you being there. KE4ZHF, that's Keith, sounding good from Columbus, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, that's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Sounded good from southern Greenville County this evening, Tommy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the uniform through Zulu Group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet? Call W4DJW.
Control. Again, Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. We're in Land Wars. We're negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4WOZ. That's the mayor of Woz. That's Rod himself. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And if you hear Alexander, that's our newest 13-year-old amateur radio operator on the air, just know that he is using your electron release mechanism to shed electrons into the atmosphere. He's using one of yours. And Russell told me that it came up with a really good match. So, and he sounds good on the air, really. So now he's got him an external antenna that is a mayor of Woz, J-Pole, and it's sounding good. So thank you for your contribution there, Rod. Appreciate you checking in tonight. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll bump it on up to the start of the alphabet, A through Z. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters A, B, C, or D, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
PJW. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, be negative and negative.
DJW. K1CJW, that is Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we're located in Pickens, negative and negative. And good evening to all.
Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
JW. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
Okay, that was a very impressive group. I can sure like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. You're sounding good as usual. Tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And KM4BLH, that's Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Kurt. You're sounding good as usual as well. Appreciate you being there. KO4BDM, that's my neighbor Jim over here just on the other side of the school from me. And Jim, it sounds like you're charging your handheld while you're talking on it. Just, you got an AC hum in there. You're completely readable. I can understand every word you said. Just, you may want to know. If you're not charging it, then there's some AC hum in there. If you are charging it, well, then we heard it charging. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you being there this evening. K1CJW, that's Roland over in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Roland. You're sounding good. KI4DOS, that's Gary bringing with him his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Appreciate you guys being there. Appreciate you helping me out there at the beginning when I skipped over one. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave, sounding good as usual from Easley, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that was a good group. We're going to move it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Station for the first letter, the suffix of the call begins with letters E, F, G, or H. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you.
Okay, Patrick, you may have this group to yourself. Net Control Lock recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. He is short time, so Patrick, feel free to secure at your leisure. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight, Dave. Whereas you or Daniel, we'll still stick around.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. I've got you down for comments, Harry. And I'll be back with you in a little bit, or Daniel, one of the two of us will. Appreciate you being there. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to India through Lima. If the first letter suffix your call begins with letters I, J, K, or L, and you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Me negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you this night, James. KO4JKV, that's Duncan over in Asheville, who has benefited from the leaves falling off the tree, because Duncan, you used to be kind of scratchy in there. Now you're clear as a bell. So those leaves falling off those trees, you're making the trip over there to the repeater just perfect. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we're going to move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the suffix of their call that begins with letters M, N, O, or P. I would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
FJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mola in Piedmont tonight. 7 feet to you, Dave, and Daniel, and everyone else on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
JW. Is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello tonight. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello tonight. It will be short time tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net.
Well, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papai X-ray Bravo. It's Lloyd in Sensaville. That's KO4PXB.
Okay, and the control lock to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred. He is mobile in Pelzer. Did I get that right, Fred? Let me know. Because I put MMH in there, and I just had to change it to NNH. And if I put comments in there, I blew my own comments away. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4NUE, that's Chad. Bring with him. KO4RYP, that's Miss Hannah. They're over in Campobello and requesting short time, so feel free to secure it at your leisure, Chad. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Lloyd. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, Fred. Hey, Fred, you're off your X. You got off your X, and you didn't. I heard, hey, Dave, and that's all I heard. Okay, that time I heard I am. So it might be your battery. It might be that first couple of words, your battery goes weak. If that's the case, just give me the QTH and nothing else. Was anybody able to pick that out? All I got was it sounded like Kilo. Well, Fred, I think your battery's too far gone, or you're too far off your X, or power's too low or something. Let it rest for a minute and then pump it back up, and we'll try it again in just a little bit. Any other stations? Mike through Papa, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
G'day, Dave. KI4DON.
Go ahead, Gary.
It's mobile in Piedmont.
Okay, that's what I had. I put down mobile in Piedmont, and I just asked him to confirm if that was it. So I guess he's confirming. Appreciate that, Gary. Any other stations? Mike through Papa.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. That's KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Location, mobile in Dacusville, headed back to Traveler's Rest. I'll be short time for now. I'll let you know when I get home. KJ4WZM, back to net.
Hey, Daniel, I doubled with you. Can you do that again?
Yeah, sure. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Location, mobile in Dacusville, headed back to Traveler's Rest. And Dave, I'll let you know when I get in. Back to net, KJ4WZM.
All right, Daniel. Appreciate that. I got you in net control. I'd like to recognize KJ4WZM. That's Daniel, who will be the net control operator when he gets here. He's on the road headed back to Traveler's Rest. Daniel, don't go too fast. Don't get in a hurry. Take your time. Don't want any accidents just because you're rushing to get home. So no hurry there. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris, sounding good from Liberty, South Carolina this evening. Chris, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You're sounding good. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
WFU.
Ian
is Simpsonville, M and out.
Okay, that last station, can you try it again? I got a K and a 4 and a W and a N and an N and an out. That's all I got. You're a little bit off your X. Try it one more time.
Give me some antenna height there. K4WFU, Ken and Simpsonville, in and out.
Is that K4WQ? Was that last letter a Q?
WFU.
Uniform, Dave.
That's what I got. I want to make sure I got the right first name. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4WFU. That's Keener in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good to have you as tonight, Keener. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4NH.
Well, you're on your X now, Fred. Gary relayed that you were mobile in Piedmont. Is that right?
Actually, send you a APRS message as well.
Okay, I've got that running, so it ought to pop up, and when you do. Yeah, I've got two of them running. Either one of them will pop it up with, when they send, so I'll be on the lookout for that. Anything else, Fred?
Just make sure I got checked in tonight. Thank you. KO4NH.
Absolutely, you're checked in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into it? Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. KC4SKD, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Larry, I haven't heard you in a while. It's good to hear you back in here. And you are number 50 this evening, which means you win the door prize. To collect your door prize, you got to be here Wednesday night. Check in with Gary to collect your door prize. And what your door prize is between you and him, I don't know what that is. Anyway, that control like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. And they're over in Easley. And you're sounding good, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform, November, India. KO4UNI. This is Brian and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4UNI. That's Brian over in Easley, and this is the first time checking in with me, Brian. So just want to let you know we are here every single night of the year, 365 days a year at 9 p.m. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in every chance you get. You're sounding good. You got your tune very well. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet before we shut down the formal portion of the net? If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that looks like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first and only one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Good evening, Dave, and everybody else out there. You got a pretty good list running tonight. The young man you mentioned, New Ham down there, I heard him last night talking to Ronnie, K2SST, I think, up at Hendersonville. That young man is quite well spoken for a he's too well spoken to be an inexperienced ham. He did quite a nice job. I was highly impressed.
Tell me more. You mean about the CUSO they had going on, or the subject of the CUSO? What was that? Well, fill me in.
He talked, they just had a short conversation, talking about exchanging QSL cards and things like that, he spoke with confidence, like he's not afraid to talk or anything like that. Like I say, I was impressed for a new ham and a young ham handling himself, I thought extremely well.
Well, he's not that new, or he just took all his tests at once, because he's an extra. He's an extra class ham radio operator.
Okay. That explains it, too. We had one young man, I don't remember his call, he lives in the Mills River area, Junior. He was, I think, 12 at the time he took his test. He was taking our technician classes, and I think after 2 weeks, He took the tech test, and another couple of weeks he took the general test, and a couple of 3 weeks later he took his extras, and he was an extra class operator before the classes were finished for technician. And the last time I heard anything about him, he was a 40-word a minute CW operator, which he's now probably 13, 14. But anyway, I say I was that young man was quite impressive. But it's very encouraging to hear him and all of these KO calls. We today had a fellow take a test in one of our sessions, and he's got a KO4V something call. We're approaching the end of the KOs, but anyway, it's kind of fun to watch those folks. We're just been having fun up here tonight. I've been running my Tintec Corsair 2 on FT8, and it seems to like my antenna on 160 meters a lot. I keep listening and hoping. I need Alaska and Hawaii for worked all states on 160 meters, and I have yet to hear either one of those, and when I say that, I haven't even seen anybody else working either one of those states on 160 meters, so, and I don't know whatever our sunspot, whatever they call that stuff, mass ejections from the sun, I don't know if that's doing anything to it or not, but we keep playing and keep trying and having fun. It's Casey Force, Easy In, back to W4DJW.
Well, Harry, while you were talking about Alaska and Hawaii, I was just looking because my mystery antenna was hung on a limb of a lower limb. When I pulled it, I fixed it. It broke and it stayed down for about 4 weeks. When I fixed it and I put it back up, it got hung under a limb on a tree that's in between my two endpoints. I said, well, I'll pull that out sooner or later. Well, that thing was lower than I realized it was. I got to looking at it after I got up leaves one time, and it was like about 30 feet off the ground, so it was pretty low compared to what it normally is. So I went out there and shot a line over it and drug it out from under that limb, and it popped up there in the air. It popped up as higher than it's ever been. And now when I check on my number of spots that it has heard and those spots that hear me, just by popping it out from underneath that limb, I always hit my maximum of 500, or 500 an hour of other stations that are hearing it and that it is hearing. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good, just getting it from like 50 or 40, 30 feet up to about 60 or between 60 and 80 feet, I don't know. Really, really opened it up. So the nirvana is at that high. Down where I was, it wasn't in the nirvana. Right now, it's up there in the nirvana, and it's soaking up RF like you would not believe. So maybe that's the problem. Because I was looking while you were talking, and I did see I've got two hits on Alaska. No, one hit on Alaska. That's that KL7L. He's always there. He never leaves. And then a couple of them in Hawaii in H6XO and AI6VN. Both of those are in Hawaii. So there's some stations over there you can get to them. I don't know about 160 meters. You know, that's greatly limiting your audience. But the propagation's working. That's both on 40 meters and 20 meters. So propagation's out there. Just maybe you got to get in the nirvana to hear them.
JC4 Easy In here. Yeah, Dave, I've started out down on 20 and saw one of the stations in Hawaii, but on 20 meters I have worked Hawaii, so I say I'll just hunt for 160 and just again I figure keep CQing and keep working other people, and maybe somebody in Alaska will say, hey, I hear this guy over on the East Coast, let's work him. It's crossed my fingers, but I'm not even, I use the DS, let's see, what am I using? The The PSK reporter, and I don't see any spots at all from Alaska, and the gray line's not quite to Hawaii yet, but we keep playing, keep having fun, and yeah, I know what you mean about height. When I put my antenna back up, the end that I put back up is 5 or 6 feet lower than it was, and I can tell a little difference. I think I told you earlier that when the tree fell on it, I thought it was working better. I've been about tempted to take that end of the antenna down from the tree and anchor it to a rock in my yard and see if that went back the way it was. But yeah, height cannot be beat. I put mine up as high as I realistically could and live with it, and I've had a whole lot of fun with it. But I've got DXCC, you know, the 5-band one, but not all 5 bands, but the general one. But I keep working and keep playing, and I think I got, like I say, I like Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters, and then I've got on a couple other bands, I've got some of the close-in places, like trying to work South Carolina on 20 meters is not real easy. I've got some things like that to work on, but I keep plugging away, and I don't have a clock ticking that says you've got to have it done by a certain time, but that would take the fun out of it. But anyway, we've just been having fun, and cutting up that tree that fell down. Neighbor that says he has access to a log splitter that will pick up pieces of wood. And I think I'm going to take him up on his offer, because the trunk of that tree is about 2 feet in diameter, and that's more than I can personally handle, but we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I got a funny feeling that you don't have a second shift coming. I think they've already arrived, so we'll bounce it back in your court. Tell Daniel to drive slow, or don't be in a hurry, and with that, we'll turn it back to you, Dave. It's KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry, well, one of those things I did when my tree trunks were big like that one, I didn't have anybody come out there and pick them up. I just cut them in thinner slices. That made for a lot more work. But they were at least manageable by then. And then I could roll them, and I had to pick them up and toss them over a fence and stack them. But I know what you're talking about. When they get up to about 2 feet in diameter, those things get heavy, especially the non-pine, right, the hardwood stuff. That stuff that's like rocks or like metal. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net tonight, Harry. Take care, and yeah, don't get in any hurry either. There's plenty of that stuff out there. It's not going away, but you got to use it. Some people say the bands are closed. They're not closed. You got to get out there and use them. They're opened up. You know, their propagation is fine. And PSK Reporter doesn't do whisper. I don't think it. You can upload a whisper spot to PSK Reporter, and that's why it's not seeing those. But they've got their own whisper reporter site for that. And I think the whisper reporter site does other protocols other than whisper. It does like the FT and all that kind of stuff. So you might check there. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you, Dave, and all of that, 73.
Okay, next, I'd like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Dennis, sounding good from Gaffney this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations? All the way through the alphabet. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gary.
I just said no traffic. I didn't tell you I'd be here, but you know me. I'm old school. Been doing this too long.
Well, I'm getting rusty, Gary, because I missed it. I would never miss one of those things from you or Ray, but I missed that one. Go ahead.
W4DJW to net, KI4DOS. Had a good day today, Dave. Went and made a few errands and went over and visited a new ham and sat over there for, I don't know, a couple, 3 hours and visited with him. But while you were calling the net, just for curiosity and giggles, I turned on the another transceiver over here, a monobander, and put it on reverse. And I copied 11, counting yourself, on reverse here at the house. Good list, you know. I got Piedmont, Greenville, Taylor's, Campobello, Liberty, just all over the place. I thought that was pretty neat.
Well, you know, the leaves are off the tree, so that's going to help a little bit. And weather is warming up and getting cold, and so that's going to help a little bit. But and your elevation, I think you're higher than everybody else because you've got really, really, I mean, you can hear a lot of people. You'd have done really good when Shannon was doing the simplex net. Shannon up there on Barawalla Mountain was running that simplex net. Did you ever try that out? Because you got an ideal location for that.
Yeah, I could talk to Shannon up there on Simplex. I thought that was pretty neat. I do that just from time to time. You know, I've had some folks talk about doing Simplex and how far they can hear and how far they can talk. And I said, well, it depends on a lot of different variables. You know, it depends on the how much power you're running, what your elevation is, what's between you and whoever. But it's pretty neat to just sit here and see who all I could hear on reverse. If I was, you know, sometimes I could hear you on reverse and sometimes I couldn't, but I could hear you on reverse tonight, which I thought was pretty remarkable. And that's on the vertical, and it's not as high as the top of the vertical is not as high as the bottom of my HF beam, so it's kind of low. thought about putting it up on top of the mast above the 440 beam, but I said, I'll just leave it like it is for now. It seems to do okay, but it's pretty amazing how many people that you can actually hear on Simplex. You know, when Fred was down there in Piedmont Mobile, I was copying him on reverse. I had the volume on the output of the repeater turned down. I just had it on the input, and I was copying him on reverse there.
Well, that is amazing, because I'm on the beam pointed at Caesar's Head. So you're west of me, and Caesar's Head is northwest. So, and I am horizontal? No, I'm vertical polarization on the beam pointed northwest. You're west. It's probably just skirting the edge of my major lobe. You're probably just barely in the edge of my major lobe. But I flipped over to reverse to see if I could see a signal on you. I'm running the 88.5 tone. So just by hitting reverse, if you're not transmitting a tone, then you won't be able to break my squelch. But I will be able to see if there's a signal there while you were talking. So I hit the reverse button while you were talking. There was no signal. So your ears for your location are a whole lot better than my ears for my location is the bottom line.
Well, it may also be partly that I'm on the beam, and my beam is, let me see here, it's pointed about 345 degrees, which is northwest, and mine is horizontal. Mine's not vertical, so we're on opposite polarizations on the beams.
Well, that's even better, because when you have that polarization, so theoretically, I was reading up on that, theoretically, when you've got horizontal and vertical polarization, when you like if you had two beams pointed straight at each other, you'd be 100% connectivity between those two beams. And then as you start rotating one to the other polarization, it goes from 100% to 0%. That's theoretical. I know reality is not theoretical. But anyway, that's how much you're supposed to lose when you rotate. And The thing is, my mystery antenna, that's a lot of metal that's up in the sky, tunes up on 2 meters beautifully. Tunes up really good on 2 meters. But, my wife's getting ready to leave Dallas. I got to go pick her up at the airport, and she's texting me. She's saying they're running late. I'll have to be there until half hour later than I was going to be there. But anyway, that's the way that works. If you do some looking up on that horizontal versus vertical, is the theory is that as you approach 90 degrees and off, you lose 100%.
There you go. You know, that's theoretical. That's just like, if an antenna is in a vacuum, which that's not going to happen, you can model it real well. But I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought some of the folks out there in Radio Land might want to go in there and push their reverse button every once in a while, just see who, whether they be close by or a little further out. It's always a fun deal to do. But like I said, we've had a good day over here. Can't complain about anything. Just enjoyed the day. And, I've got some work I've got to start doing tomorrow. So I'll go out there and probably get up early in the morning and get started if it's not too terribly cold. Because the colder days are coming and the temperature will start dropping a lot more drastically at night. So, not really looking forward to the cold weather because, you know me, I don't like cold. Don't mind the heat too bad, but I don't like the cold at all. Once I get cold, it takes me forever to get warm. But anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Dave, since you got to get ready to ride over to the airport and pick Miss Amy up. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all have a great weekend. And enjoyed it, as always, and look forward to doing it again. And one of these days, I'm going to pick your brain about that FT8 and all of that stuff. I'm thinking about hooking my computer up to one of my radios and see if I can do a little bit of digital work. But I haven't done enough of that to say that I know anything about it. So we'll go from there. Y'all take care, and I'll turn it back to you. W4DJW.net, KI4DOS.
All right, Gary. Well, I got to schedule some time to go over to the deer camp. Got to go over there and check it out for a couple of reasons, for fly-in possibilities and for field day like you did already. So maybe when I get that day selected, I was talking to Steve about that earlier in the week. Maybe when we do that, I'll run that by you to see if that would be a good time for me to come back by there on my way back home to get that set up. It shouldn't take too long as we've got all the parts. And I think with all the parts you have, you probably have all the parts you need. But anyway, when I do that, I'll let you know. I'll ping you and let you know when we're going to do it. And if it's a good time for you, then I'll stop by there on my way back home. Because I think the deer camp's on the other side of you from me, if I'm not mistaken. I did have a map of it one time, but I lost it. Anyway, Gary, appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of that. Hopefully I'll get to see you in the not-too-distant future. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KG4WZM, just wanted to tell you real quick, thanks for picking the net up for me. I thought I'd be back home sooner than I was, but I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Daniel, no problem at all. Home safe is much more important. Don't ever get in a rush to do that. I'd a whole lot rather you take your time and get home safe. That's what's more important. And we've got net coverage. We've got plenty of backup operators now and secondary and tertiary. So not an issue at all. Just glad you got home okay. And enjoy the weekend. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
W4WOZ. I'd like to get on your visit list. Man, I have had a terrible time getting my PSK-31 back and running with this 7410. So I might need your wisdom.
Hey, Rod, do I have you in my, do I have your contact? I haven't pinged you in ages. I haven't been over there in ages. I wonder if I have you in my phone.
Possibly possible. I used to work the PSK 31 with my 756, and I really enjoyed doing that. But when I bought the 7410, I have yet to ever get it to work.
Well, if you want to give me your contact information, I'm plugging it in my phone right now. And when I make that trip over that way, I can ping you and let you know ahead of time. And if it's convenient for you, we can sync up. If not, we can wait till the next time.
Hold a minute. Let me dig in my phone. I'm sure we've contacted one another somehow, some way. Let me see if I've done that.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and close out the net while you're doing that, and you can let me know afterwards. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where AK4HR Mike will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. He always has a really good net, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I'm sure he would appreciate it. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Today, W4WOZ. I have a contact for you. I can send you a message to see if it still works. How about that?
That will work. I was looking. I've changed my phone once, and I may have lost it, but I looked you up. I don't see you in there. I looked you up by your first name and by your call sign, and it's not showing up. So I remember it being there, too. So go ahead and send me a text message, and then we'll sync up that way. And I'll let you know next time when I'm coming back by there. There it is. It just came in. So I'll shoot you a text message once I figure out what time I'm coming back by that way.
Awesome, man. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but, you know, I've never been that good of a computer guy. I did have it working with the other ICOM, and I had almost had a WAS playing around with that. But anyway, thanks a lot. Just text me, let me know. You have a good night. Enjoy the net. 73s from the land was W4W, OGC.
Okay, Rod, I have it in there. So look forward to talking to you and seeing you first time in ages in person. Take care, stay safe. W4DJW, clear and listening.
W4DJW, KC4EZN with a comment.
Go ahead, Harry.
Just listening to Rod talk, I know when I connected my 7300 up to my computer, I had the same problem. It didn't want to work, and I finally figured out that the sample rate has to be the same in the computer and in the radio. I was sitting there looking in WSJTX, I think that's one of the setup things, and I picked a real high sample rate because that's supposed to be better. And I had not told my radio to do that same thing, and when I changed the radio to match the computer, then all of a sudden, magically, it all worked. And that you know, as long as and I think those drivers for all those ICOM radios are pretty much the same. But that was the thing I tripped over. I was beginning to get frustrated, and then I thought, well, no, wait a minute, look one more time, and that was it. Back to you. Have fun on KC4EZN.
Hey, I ran into that same thing, that 42.5 or 41.5 or 4400. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of options. And I think the 44.1 or 42.1 or something like that is the default. I was just going to look it up to see what it is. And, yeah, if you change it to CD quality or digital quality, or you go in there sometime and you bump it up so that it sounds better, and then you got to go back and bump it back down to what the to what the software, the WSJT software, is expecting. Or it'll send, and it'll go back and forth, but it won't decode. You're absolutely right. That is a good one. I didn't think about that. There's all kinds of little nuances like that, Harry, that if you've been messing around with your computer and making changes to it, it can throw it off. I know one of the things that the non-Macintosh and non-Apple, the PC computers do is, if you put earbuds in and it's Bluetooth and the earbuds come up, they get inserted into the list of audio devices that changes their number, their enumeration number. So it might have been enumeration number 2 before that you were using for your microphone or your speaker. And then you put on your headphones and you plugged it in. Now those numbers become 3 and 4 instead of 1 and 2, right? And it just throws it all out of whack. So there's just all kinds of things like that that can trip you up.
They discovered that. surprised you would actually mention that, I now have comm boards that never knew I had.
Somewhere between ancient and old, but they're fast enough to decode up to 12 or 15 WSJTX signals at once. So they're fast enough to do that. But the other thing I tripped over is when you load that driver on the computer or Windows 10, I don't know which it is, assigns a COM port number, and I had to go into the device manager and find out what was the COM port number it assigned to that driver, and then tell the radio that was a COM port to look at. That was the other thing I tripped over. But the way I work with older computers, I've got a computer that is specific to the radio, and that's all I use it for. I've got another newer laptop that I plug headphones and stuff into. That's just the way I got set up. This computer that I'm using with the Tintec, of course, the Tintec doesn't know what a computer is, and so my little interface box is a little box that takes the sounds and moves them back and forth between the audio connections and all of that, so I don't have to worry about computer with that. But it's a fairly old HP that a fella gave me, and I figured out that the motherboard had died, so I bought a motherboard used for like $15, and it works. But it's dedicated to that radio, and so I don't change things around there. That makes my life simpler, and I don't have a lot of money invested in these computers, so having more than one is not a problem. If I were looking at a brand new one, spending, I don't know, $1,500, $2,000, that would be a little bit different issue. Anyway, that's like I say, I've tripped over a couple of those things, and once you get all of the things lined up, it works, because the 7300 is plugged into the computer with a USB cable, and the beautiful thing about it is I use N3FJP's logging programs, and he has changed his logging program around where it will talk to WSJTX. So literally when I'm making contacts, I'm doing is moving the mouse. Once you've made a contact and it has saved your antenna and the rig you're using, and any of that information is repeatable, all I've got to do is run the mouse to make contacts. I know some people say that's not real radio, but then again, it is. I'm just using a little different method of talking. I can't make all those little noises like the computer can. But anyway, having fun. Take care, Dave. Glad to hear Daniel sound like he's making it home. Having Daniel alive is better than having him unsafe and not at home yet. So that's good advice. Back to you, and have a good weekend, Dave. Go toward DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, giving it just a second, because you and Rod doubled up there at the beginning. And Rod won, and then he lit up, and we could hear you. Let me make sure I got it. Yeah, so Rod had experienced one of those already, is what he was saying while you were talking. And then he heard the rest of what you had to say after that, but we didn't hear what you said before that. But essentially, it's the same. There's just all kind of little nuances like that that you got to, that can just trip you up, and that's extremely frustrating. I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead, Rod.
And what was said, why did it have to be so difficult? I had, on my 756, I used to run ham radio deluxe because on that rig, it caught that disease from ICOM that the screen started, you know, just dying away. And in order to run the rig, you could use ham radio deluxe and run your radio. And when I started doing that, I was able to branch off from HRD and get in PSK-31. So it was kind of easy with that one. And this one, boy, it's just been a booger.